A man's best friend was in the hospital dying because he had a poison in his blood. When sepsis strikes, the infection in the blood can be fatal, and the doctor said his friend was too far gone to help, for this poison had spread throughout his system. He left that hospital sad that his best friend had a poison in his blood, and there was nothing nobody could do. But I submit to you, friends, that all men have a poison in their blood, and it will one day kill you for sure. Come with me as we take a walk through Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, as I build my case, backed by the Bible, that man comes into this world with a poison in his blood. Man is corrupted and dislocated by the fall, corrupted in that he has a poison in his blood, which is a corrupt nature and bent towards sin, dislocated because everything about him, spiritually and morally, is out of joint. In paradise, God went on the lookout for Adam. Genesis 3:9 says so. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, "Oh, where art thou?" Well, where was Adam? Didn't God make the Garden of Eden a paradise for the man he created? Why was this man hiding away from God? Adam was hiding because Adam had fallen into sin. And he said, "I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And because of sin, man has been hiding from God ever since. God judges Adam's sin by banning Adam and Eve from paradise. Not only that, part of God's judgment on sin was that God placed man under a curse from then on out. Verses 17 and following declares, "And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and has eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shall thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat of the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return." We are all sons of fallen Adam. "I was born of a father, and when I was born in the flesh, he bequeathed to me what he was in the flesh, in the likeness of Adam, through my father in the natural birth." And in Romans 5:12 it states, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." All you have to do, friend, is go take a walk through a cemetery to see the proof that man enters this world with a poison in his blood, and he goes out of this world by death because of sin. Now I want you to see how an entire civilization was destroyed because they had a poison in their blood. Come with me, friends, to the book of Genesis in chapter 6 and verses 5 and 6. For in these two verses, we see that man indeed has a poison in his blood. "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart." Every time you sin, friend, it shoots an arrow into the heart of a holy God. Every time you sin, it was the inertia that lifted the Roman's hammer to pound the nails into the hands and feet of the Son of God. In Genesis 6:7, God declares, "And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth." The original wording in the Hebrew has the connotation that the flood was similar to God taking a washcloth and wiping dirt clean off. God saved Noah and his family through the building of the ark, but the flood in Genesis is a testimony to the fact that man has a poison in his blood. Surely, had the people of Noah's day known in advance what tragedy would befall them, what rains and floods would surround and engulf them, the extent of the raging waters that would drown them and their cattle, that their homes would float and then sink, that they would be helpless to alleviate their entire circumstances and suffering. Surely, had they known all this, they would have not become so foolish. They would have heeded the warnings of Noah and book passage on the Ark of Safety, than to avoid such a horrible end as drowning. Oh, my friends, man has a poison in his blood for sure. Even Job says so. How much more abominable and filthy is man, which drinketh iniquity like water. This means that man can't get enough of sin. Man isn't satisfied looking at one picture of a naked woman on the internet. He has to drool over 1,000. Man drinks iniquity like water. And so do you, friend. So do you. You're a sinner. You have a poison in your blood. And if you're not careful, it will kill you for sure as the sun will come up tomorrow. Come with me now, friends, for more evidence and proof that man has a poison in his blood. Look at Genesis chapter 19, where God confides in Abraham of his plans to destroy the wicked cities of the plain. And the Lord said, "Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous." What was the cry that God heard? It was the cry of rape, for the Sodomites were homosexuals who were so emboldened in their perversity and sin that they wanted Lot to send out the 2 angel visitors to them so they could rape them. God in his mercy spares Lot and his family, but the hammer of justice falls on the wicked inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah. Judgment fell at daybreak, as if God did not want them to pollute his earth one more day. Verse 23 and following states, "The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground." Can you imagine, friends, the horrible scene the men of Sodom woke up to? Oh, what a horrible noise Sodom on fire must have made that particular morning. A morning normally filled with a gentle breeze in the treetops and the sound of birds singing. But now, as God rained hell down on Sodom, the air is filled with black smoke and the cries and shrieks of pain and terror from all who reside there, as flames engulfed their homes and brimstone came crashing down through their roofs, as their city is burned to the ground. Surely, Had they known such a horrible and painful fate awaited them, they would have done everything in their power to reform themselves and repent before God to avoid such a sudden and final catastrophe. But they had no warning, and they perished in an onslaught of falling flames, and their cry went up with the billowing black smoke of their charred city. Surely the burning of Sodom and Gomorrah demonstrates the fact, friends, that man has a poison in his blood. Jeremiah the prophet has this to say about man's poison in his blood. Jeremiah 17:9 declares, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Come with me now, friends, as we walk over to the book of Romans to learn more about man's poison in his blood. Listen to the Apostle Paul as he expounds on the poison in the blood. In Romans 1:29 and following, we read, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Come we now, friends, to a hill called Calvary, to see the culmination of the indisputable fact that man has a poison in his blood. In Mark's gospel we read, and the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium, and they called together the whole band, and they clothed him with purple and plaited a crown of thorns and put it about his head and began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they smite him on the head with a reed and did spit upon him, and bowing their knees did worship him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him and put his own clothes on him and led him out to crucify him. And as they nailed the Son of God to that cross of wood, it was proof positive of man's guilt of sin and his need of a Savior from sin. For every stroke of the Roman's hammer was an explanation point that cried out that every man has a poison in the blood. Poison in the blood. Poison in the blood. And that Jesus Christ is the only remedy for sin. He alone, friends, can cure that poison in the blood by covering it with his blood. Jesus is the only remedy and refuge for sin. Now come with me quickly, friends, to the book of Revelation to see once again the evidence of man's poison in his blood. In Revelation 21:8, we read, but the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. I plead with you, friends, that you have heard this warning today, and the proof presented herein. The only hope poor sinner has is in the blood of the Lamb, the Savior from sin, the Lord Jesus Christ. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bride and morning star. And the spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.